Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie's here. Devin Caney is here. You want to get in 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Getting you ready for a huge series this weekend at Citizens Bank Park. Phillies Mets. And first off, guys, we touched on it a little bit earlier on. How nice will it be to watch a baseball game, a baseball series again that has fans and an atmosphere? Those games, like, I'm sorry, they're brutal to watch. Like, even on TV.
It's depressing.
It's like COVID baseball.
It's dark. It's darker, too. Poorly lit. It sounds almost echoey.
Yeah, like, there's such a lack of humanity there. I mean, it's why, what was it, Wednesday night or Tuesday night you heard the, like, free Castellanos? Because you could really, like, you can hear anything. If you want to get a message across, it's silent in there.
And, like, the pit, like, I don't know, even the picture looks worse. It's just, like, not a fun experience watching games there.
I will say, of all the roofed baseball stadiums, that one isn't. I mean, the crowd is awful, but not my least favorite. The Diamondback, I forget what their ballpark is
Chase
called.
Field.
Chase Field. Looks like some compared it to a giant Costco once, and I can't get it out of my head. I also just have a bad taste in my mouth. I like the Diamondbacks, but, like, that ballpark is so weird and dark on the inside. I hate it. But they at least have fans, unlike the Marlins.
Baseball stadiums shouldn't be indoors. I mean, they, like,
they should. I understand why. Like,
Arizona, you kind of have to. But,
yeah. Like, they have, like, dust storms and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
Miami, though.
It's humid in the summer.
And it does.
It's humid here, too.
It does rain a lot in Miami. Yeah. So I think that's probably the bigger issue.
Fair. It's going to be really hot down at Citizens Bank Park this weekend, too, though.
It's going to be a great weekend.
How hot are we talking?
I mean, did you feel it outside yesterday? I think it's
it was very
humid
yesterday. Nasty weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're there. We're
a high of 96 on Sunday.
Officially. Ooh. Oh.
With the night game.
Oh,
my
that's
God.
True.
Can you imagine if that was a
That'll help a little bit.
Going up to 100 next week.
Well, at least it's a night game.
Wow.
I hate it.
That's
100 and humid, too.
I hate summer weather so much.
Nasty weather. You hate summer weather more than winter weather?
When it gets like this. Like, when it gets to be, like, 100 degrees, like, 96, don't like it.
You live in the city, too, and the city is awful.
When
it's that hot.
The city, and, like, I love the feel. I love, like, I understand baseball weather's warmer weather, but when it's, like, 100 degrees, and it's, I mean, thankfully none of the games are day games this weekend, but, like, it's a day game. I've been at a Phillies game where you're just sitting out there baking, and you're just, like, dripping with sweat. It's not fun. I just don't think it's fun.
No,
I don't know who thinks that's fun.
I agree with you. 215-592-9494 if
I have
you want to get in.
Tom.
One second, John. First, the Twitter question of the day. Twitter poll question of the day. At WIP Morning Show on Twitter, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Question for today, is this a must-win series against the Mets? Yes or no? Must-win series?
I'm saying yes. And about a regular, I think the last regular season series that I thought was not even a full, like a 100% must win, but it would be nice if they won was when the Phillies hosted the Braves a couple weeks back. And they took that series. They played well in that series. So,
And I do think the Castellanos
play well in this one.
The Castellanos stuff, doesn't it add to it? It feels like it's even bigger because of that. And it feels like, you know, I think it's too early to tell which way that situation is going to go yet, whether it's going to be a positive or a negative. And I think this weekend could go a long way in determining how it does go.
I expect success. Do you expect success this weekend? I feel like you're teetering here.
No, I feel good.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm like guaranteed.
You should feel really good.
There's a lot of good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unknowns going into this weekend. I mean, A, it's the Mets. Like, we just hate them. Not, at least I hate them, naturally. Like, they swept the Phillies earlier in the season. They beat the Phillies in the postseason, knocked them out last fall. And then you have a guy like Mick Abel facing his, you know, first probably really high intensity, high profile matchup.
Sure, it's going to feel like
you have Jesus Luzardo.
You have to
see, right, to see how Luzardo's going to do
potentially right now. Maybe even still tipping his pitches.
You have no Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
you have the Nick Castellanos stuff. So there's just a lot of things that are up in the air.
But you know, the Mets have now lost six in a row, and they have,
and that kind of makes me nervous because I don't want their bounce back to be against the Phillies.
Yeah. As we've won eight of the last 10, and we are, despite the distractions, able to stay on track. I think that we'll be able to lock in because it's the Mets, and because it's such a tightly contested, hotly contested division right now, and I think that we will put a whooping on these guys because they're ripe. They're ripe for one. They deserve it. And I love the fact that we'll be able to stomp on them and crush them even further while they're down.
It's going to be exciting. Our side topic prize today, a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles 2024 championship season musical concert with the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Mann Center on July 24th. Side topic today, give us something iconic. Something iconic. Jaws released 50 years ago today.
I have a question.
What?
I like the – what is the name of the thing on the back of Devin's phone?
Oh, yeah. I was showing TK and John a picture of the damage from the storm in Philly last night. And
what
it was, like,
that?
Right before my sports update, and Richie just proceeded to, like, play with the pop socket on the
pop
back of my
socket.
Phone.
It was weird.
The entire pop time socket. I was doing my update, I'm like, what is he doing over there?
So is that is that
it's a pop socket?
Have you had a pop socket before?
No, I've never seen.
I mean, I know I've seen pop sockets. I like it.
I have a really big iPhone.
Yeah, me too.
And when I'm covering the Eagles and the Phillies, like in the locker room, I record on my phone. So it hurts. It makes it easy because I can just hold it.
It does make it easier to hold your phone. I scoffed.
Otherwise,
at
I feel like it's going to give me like carpal tunnel or
that's,
something.
I scoffed at the idea before, but I'd never held one.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Life-changing.
I like it.
That's a good one. You should get one, John.
You can also go get one.
I got a goal in mind for the weekend.
You need to like stick it somewhere.
There you go.
Wow, I do like that.
Wow, that is cool.
That's highly
for the audience, Devin just like put it on her.
I clipped it to my laptop.
It's really cool. I mean, it's a
the
nice
leverage clip to the back of your laptop.
Let's get it started on the phones here with Neil in the Northeast. Hey, Neil.
Phillies fever. Ain't no stopping us now. Phillies on the groove, so I go, you know, I like the fact we were starting off our best picture against the Mets.
That feels good.
You know, like the back at home, and the Mets have been losing, so good for that. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to the series. I think at least two out of three against the Mets.
I'm not worried. I'm excited to see how well we can stick it to them because I feel like we're getting them at a great time and we can just pile on.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Devin, shout out to you and Ruben Amara Jr. and your show.
Thank you.
Maybe you could say either covering all the bases or batting cake. How about that for a title of the show on Saturday at 8 o'clock?
I think we had a producer, Alex Call, who's a producer for WIP, who pitched the covering the bases or something like that. We'd certainly need an official show name, though. So we'll brainstorm.
Right.
Thank you for the suggestion.
And also, shout out to Go Birds Radio with James Seltzer and Elliot, too, at 1 o'clock on Saturday as well. So
We are not paying this man.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on, Neil.
Yeah, shout out to
love shout out.
Thanks a lot, Neil. Thanks for the love.
Hey, Neil, shout out to Neil. Way to go, Neil. I mean, that's very kind of you. Very kind
of
you to consider all those people.
Yeah. Oh, and Devin, I wanted to hear, like, because, you know, I heard you, they said you send down Wilson. Tell me about the new minor league, because I would like Crawford, you know, now. But who's the minor leaguer that they're sending up now?
They brought up Buddy Kennedy.
A little bit about his statistics, yeah. What does he do, and what has his average been in Lehigh Valley?
This is a good segue into our Beat the Beat trivia that we're going to do.
Neil, give us what's iconic. What's iconic, Neil?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, well, the Eagles being the gold standard with the offensive line, with Jalen Hurts, with Barkley, with the defense, you know, I'll say the Eagles.
All right, there you go, Neil. Appreciate the call. I don't know. I don't think that's going to win. Don't mean to be hard on Neil, but...
Not like...
Well, you were kind of hard on
him. I'm sorry.
Truly iconic.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, you know...
Beating up on Neil.
I'm sorry. I mean,
there.
I love Neil, but...
Giving
everybody else props for their shows. Where's the props for my show?
Let me shout out every other WIP employee besides Tom.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I heard. Maybe I'm a little sensitive.
What's the root of that?
I don't know. I mean,
you guys have a history?
Oh, Devin, great show. Go Birds is awesome. Morning show is awesome.
Afternoon show's great.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm sitting here, Neil.
Yeah,
come on, man.
What's up with that, man?
I felt like
he's clearly a big fan of the Saturday lineup.
Tom, do you ever get a chance to do Tom Kelly stuff? Like,
what do you mean, Tom Kelly stuff?
I don't know, like stuff for you. Do you ever get a chance?
Like, in my life?
Yeah, in your life.
No, I have three kids, 4 years old and younger. Absolutely not. I wanted to play golf with my cousin yesterday. There's no way in hell I'm getting out of the house to do that.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, I didn't set it up like that for you. I mean, I feel bad.
Tom,
I really
did. Time?
I was thinking about this. I mean, I really was thinking about you. Man, it must be rough. Like, I know that you've got many children. I also have many children.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes, but... yours are much younger than mine.
Well, I appreciate your concern, John.
But your answer to that question, my gosh, I didn't know how much you hated this experience that is every day you feel embattled.
Oh, no, I don't hate it. Well, I just don't, like, the question was, do I have any me time? And the answer is no. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
But Devin mentioned,
no,
and I do want to promote this to the audience here, because obviously Joe's not here, so we will not have Beat the Hammer, but we are doing Beat the Beat today. Devin's the Phillies beat reporter here at WIP.
I've never been the contestant. I'm usually the one, even when Joe's not here, I'm like writing the pop culture questions or whatever. Whatever the topic is, so
yeah, the contestant.
But I'm nervous. Dan Wilson,
you should be.
Buzz wrote these questions. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, Buzz wrote.
I hope these aren't too hard.
Like four of them, I contributed one.
What are they about?
They're about generally. The Phillies. And it's,
just the Phillies.
Yeah, about the Phillies.
And I'll be facing a caller.
You'll be facing a caller.
Okay.
The same way we do Beat the Hammer.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That is at 7:45 today. So,
Beat, and the name
Buzz,
is
I'm going to be so mad
beat.
At you if
yeah.
you
No, I didn't lay it on too thick.
But it, no, they're fair questions, I think.
So if you're interested in participating in Beat the Beat.
Beat
well,
the Beat because she said that she was the news.
She Well, she's the beat reporter.
What?
Yes.
What,
I'm the news.
I didn't
what
say I'm
John.
News.
I'm
Hi,
news.
This is
I guess
the
I
news.
Do.
Yeah.
But not like that.
I do. I love the name for so many on so many levels.
Well, for the purpose of this, like today, I think Beat the Beat works better than Beat the News.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No, it's ideal. You did an awesome thing here, Tom.
Thank you, John.
Really awesome.
Wow, that's really nice.
I really feel like I
should have studied for this or something.
You'll be fine.
Maybe you can't. Maybe.
Yeah, you really can't.
You'll probably be wasting your time. It really, you'll be fine. You're immersed in
as
it.
As long
Devin.
As it's not too many, like, I'm just not good with historical stuff. Things past, like, the 2000s.
Okay.
I will tell you that every question pertains to this century.
Okay.
Yes, more recent. I think okay. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
More recent.
That's
so
good.
I think you'll be in good shape. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Nick in Bucks County. What's up, Nick?
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing great, Nick.
John, I got some help for you with these jeans, man.
Yes, please.
Yes. This is from Jen from Bucks, my wife, man. She is excellent at this. We're rock climbers, always spunking up some clothes.
Okay.
You need OxyClean and vinegar.
Really? OxyClean, like I have a spray that doesn't, it's not like stuff, it's not like bleach. It's just the OxyClean spray. That gets out the stains, like you put it directly on the stain, right? That's what we're talking about here?
No, get a box of the OxyClean powder, and you just put it right into the tub with the jeans. And then you put a tablespoon of vinegar into the fabric softener, the liquid fabric softener tray
in the
washer. That'll get it out, man.
All right. Thank you. That's good.
My wife is yelling at me.
I put the vinegar in the I just put the vinegar in my washer, and it doesn't make the washer smell like vinegar forever.
We wash every load of clothes with vinegar, and nobody's turning their nose away from us. But Jen just yelled at me. You have to soak the jeans in a tub of OxyClean first with water, OxyClean and water. Soak them first, then put them in the wash. The most important thing, John, the vinegar goes in the liquid fabric tray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's good
to
know.
I'm taking notes here. So this is white vinegar.
Yeah,
like, does it matter that?
Vinegar.
Okay.
That's and it goes in the fabric softener tray. That is. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that every time if that helps. I mean, that's really amazing.
Every time, man, and it doesn't make anything smell like vinegar because I was worried about the same thing.
Yeah. Because I'm not a big fan of the vinegar smell, and so that doesn't come through at all.
Job.
Wow.
What do you got on the Phils, Nick?
I love playoff baseball, and it's exciting that we have playoff baseball here in June already. But I really want to see Kirkering as our closer until proven otherwise right now.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he's done great with these two opportunities that he's had, and Romano's been up and down. I thought he was settled into that role, but it's been interesting
they
to see
both
Rob Thompson.
Settled. But I think Kirkering has more high-end stuff. Like, his stuff just is a little bit better. And it feels like it's finally coming to where he's pitching up to his capabilities.
And Thompson's gone to him consistently in this series in Miami.
They're showing
it's been interesting
him
to see.
But it's like they've always been showing him so much deference. Like, they've given him a lot of leash. They've been... I don't know, more confident in him than I have been previously.
Yeah.
But now we finally arrived to this point where he's pitching to deserve their confidence, and I think he's moved into a spot where they feel like he stands alone, don't you?
Yeah, I think they certainly probably feel like he's got the highest upside, and that's why they're putting him in this spot. But what do you got for what's iconic, Nick?
Man, people come here every year from all over the place to make this run just to see the Rocky statue. Love Philadelphia, man.
That's a good one, Nick. Appreciate the call.
That
Rocky
is good.
Statue.
So are we going, like, I feel like there's Philly iconic, and then there's...
No, this is everything.
Like, world iconic.
World iconic.
And I know that Rocky, like everyone knows Rocky, not just Philadelphians, but I just don't know if outside Philadelphia they would consider that iconic. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
No, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. For us, maybe we
like
value
Michael
that
Jordan
higher.
Is yeah. Like yeah. it's not that's more of a local thing.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And by the way, I couldn't believe yesterday at Devin. You've only seen Rocky 1. You have not seen the other
and
Rockies?
I only saw Rocky 1 because the morning show bullied me into it like 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'd never seen it.
But I got to say, I mean, that turkey situation yesterday, thinking it was a live turkey, amazing.
That was bad.
That was amazing.
That was bad. I wasn't paying attention. And then, yeah.
Well, I feel like Rocky 3 and Rocky 4 have created who I am.
Rocky 4 is one of the best movies of all time. I don't care what anybody says.
Like, I am who I am as a person. Because in no small part because of Rocky 3 and Rocky 4. Rocky 4, I went to the Capital City Mall, the movie theater there, and watched Rocky 4 with my best friend Dan Capello. We were standing
Shout out
up
Dan.
Cheering with the rest of the theater as Rocky felled
really?
The giant.
Wow.
And we thought for sure that was Mikhail Gorbachev leading.
It looked a lot like it.
Oh, my gosh. I swear that looked exactly like him. And he was acting. Anyway, that was transformative for everyone who was my age. And I know for sure Rocky III, I don't care what you say, Rocky III, that is a quality film. And there's so much that goes into it. Holy cow, it's like six movies rolled into one.
Yeah.
Rocky 3 is awesome. And I can't believe that we didn't force you to continue to watch the Rockies, Devin. I guess that's my point.
I
think you would be rewarded if you would continue to watch Rockies.
We'll have to get Devin to complete the series.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.